First of all, I want, on behalf of us all, to thank you for your really magnificent reception tonight. We are very, very grateful to you. Then, I want to thank with all my heart Fay Compton, Kay Hammond, Margaret Rutherford, Cecil Parker, and the rest of the cast for their brilliant performances. It feels strange and very, very comforting after having travelled over 40,000 miles to be back in Manchester again, standing on a stage and experiencing the same thrill that I had 21 years ago when my first play was produced in this city for the first time at the dear old Getty. Much has happened to all of us since then. We've grown up, we've grown older, some of us have even grown wiser. I have at least grown wise enough to know that in spite of the exigencies of war, my truest happiness is now, and always will be, to feel that something I have written or composed or acted has given you pleasure. You see, I've been away from the theatre during these last two difficult years, and I've missed it very sadly. I wrote this play entirely from selfish motives. Not to cheer you up, because the English people don't need cheering up. But to recapture for myself the personal satisfaction of being home again, however briefly.